Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. I am Mama Seven, and we are doing radio this evening. As you can see, the sun's still up, so that means we're still technically on the clock. We are still technically trying desperately to get our work in, to do the right thing, to get our shrines together, to get our reading together, whatever books we're going to do, whatever, whatever. We still have work to do. And this is an ongoing battle, my dears. This is something that we will do, period, point blank. Spirituality is not a place. It is a journey. It's something that we will always work on and really try to achieve in our lifetime. But it's not a one-time thing. And so, you know, don't be surprised if I say this every Wednesday. You know, every Wednesday, if I say, hey, this is our spiritual check-in day. Where are we at? How are we feeling? Are we making our prayers? Are we keeping the main thing the main thing? And we have to do this. Why? A number of reasons. We're undisciplined as a people on a whole. We are undisciplined. It's okay. You can say it. You know, we have to admit it. You know, call a spade a spade. We get busy, you know. In other countries, they don't work like we do, 10, 12-hour shifts. They don't work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. They don't do that. You know, they work about 6 hours a day. They take long lunch breaks. They work half days. They work early in the morning to afternoon. But they don't really circle their life around work. Work is something they do while living. You know, if not, they don't live to work. And so, you know, because we as a society has gotten to the point where we're very materialistic, of course, the way we go about getting these materials is working. And so we have allowed work to take priority over over raising our children. We've allowed work to take priority over relationships. You know, and I love, you know, COVID, I want to say was, it's not was, it still is kind of around, but in Georgia, they think about COVID. So one thing COVID did was it reshifted, I don't say reshifted, I don't know if that's a good word, but it shifted our focus from going out to work, from sending our children out to school to a lot more individual-centered, family-centered ideas. You know, the kids were home. We worked from home. Some of us did. Some of us still are. And so with that shift, we really got a chance to see we really don't spend time with our peoples like we should. We don't spend time loving each other, connected to one another. You know, we have husbands and wives that are kind of seeing each other passing and going. You know, I love all the little memes. I'm a comic at heart. And, you know, I love a lot of these were, you know, parents kind of like, wait a minute, who is this bad child I've raised? Yeah, it's your child. This is what the teacher been trying to tell you forever. Your child off the chain, but you ain't want to listen. So, you know, I absolutely love all this great information. But this shift got us to focus on family and focus on those things and really showed us really that family muscle for some of us wasn't as strong as we thought. You know, a lot of times, and, you know, I've been guilty of this in the past, you know, I'm working for the family. I'm working all these hours so that I could provide. And it's like, yeah, but are you trying to overcompensate for your own stuff? Or are you really, really needing to provide that? And what I found is that, you know, we're trying to compensate for what we didn't have. Because the next word out their mouth would be like, well, when I was growing up, I didn't have this. And I'm like, yeah. So So you're doing all this really to capture something in yourself, not to support this kid. But that's a whole other topic. We're not getting into that tonight. I wanted just to show that we are now spending more time at home, more time with each other, more time with our children and our family. So, you know, that was one of the good parts of COVID. So as we're doing this check-in every single Wednesday, it gives us the time. You should be making time and check on your shrines. Make time. You know, I'm not saying that this is, you know, a time where you may get an extra prayer in. That's wonderful too. But, you know, it's time to really make some things happen, be a little bit more aggressive with what we're calling spirituality, shrine work, and everything else like that. Okay, so last week's show, we spoke about keys to manifestation. Awesome show. I love speaking about manifestation. One thing I know for sure is each of us has a mode of manifestation. We all don't manifest the same. Okay, so we have to stop looking and thinking about ourselves in such a cookie cutter type of way. We're not cookie cutters. We're not. God made each of us different. Even twins are different. So even if you share the same womb, it doesn't matter. God still made you different. We all have different fingerprints, everything. We're different people. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff we need to be aware of when we're going through this life. So stop thinking that your manifestation is the same way. I know some people manifest when they're happy, and these tend to be the saddest saps out there. I'm like, oh, my God. If you could cheer yourself up, you could have anything you wanted. And they're like, you know, they pull the whole Eeyore out on me. Oh, I don't think so. And I'm like, if you tried it, you would see. You know, I know my manifestation energy is definitely, it comes across very forceful. You know, I can't just be like, oh, yeah, sure, that's nice. When you see me manifesting, I have given it all I got. I'm in full work mode. I'm working up a frenzy. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, she going to make this happen. I'm like, yep, because that's my mode of manifestation. You know, that when you get that determination, when I get that determination in me, when I know this is going to work, when I've put everything into it, yeah, it happens just like that. But I can't be laid back and relaxed. I can't be, you know, skipping around and they want me to, you know, get in a squat position, get ready to catch the world, and that's how I manifest, you know. Everyone has their own mode. And how do you find out? How do you find out? Hey, what is my manifestation? How do I do it? Prayer, meditation, journaling. These three things will tell you the meaning of life, okay? Once you have those, you can definitely begin to understand, you know, who you are a lot better, and then understand what you're supposed to be doing, okay? So I really, really hope everybody got a chance to listen to the show. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, it was a really great show. I had some powerful, you know, for all my new callers, all the new people on the line, I need you to understand, a wonderful approach is a collective of people. It's an us. We are we, you know. And in this we have multiple, I would say, specialists. We have people that spend their time and energy practicing, studying, working on this. You know, we're really trying to make some things happen in the positive, right? And it's an honor for me to work with these people. So this is a wonderful approach. Every show, we have these great people that come in and they educate us on areas we may not have thought about before. They expose maybe some of their own frailties, which will allow all of us to go through this exposure. They educate, they empower. I mean, I got a team. So you get the pleasure of hearing all of us come together every Wednesday evening And we come together to share, to build, to grow, to do all this. So every time somebody presses one, that's how you get notified by the switchboard. Every time somebody presses one, you know, I get a little excited because I'm like, what angle is going to come about? You know, sometimes the topic, I have an idea what this topic is, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't know where spirit is going to lead us. A Wonderful Approach is very much a spirit-led program, meaning that when spirit goes, that we are open to following. Why would we do that? We do that because even the eldest of us is young. We are young beings, you know what I'm saying? Even if we live to be 100 years old, we're still very young in this understanding of God. And honestly, the way we live now, even if we lived 100 years old, we don't study God like they did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? There were people that they stopped what they were doing, and all they did was study God. All they did was pray. All they did was meditate. You know, a shaman is one whose job it is to pray for the village, period. They guide the village spiritually, period. That's it. Very rarely will they have families of their own. Very rarely will they have, you know, jobs. And they have a little hut that the village provides on the edge of the outskirts. And so they stay right there at that connecting point between spirit and man. And that's all they do is interpret back and forth. And at first I was like, oh, wait a minute, guys. I do want children. I don't mind praying back and forth, but I would like to experience motherhood, and which is why I always am so amazed, in awe, thankful, grateful for the opportunity to raise these two boys like I have. And then now I get to see godchildren come through. I get to see angels grow up because we're all growing, right? And so I'm always, always pleased and thankful, grateful for all of that. But getting into today's show, I usually don't speak like this. You know what I'm saying? I debate. There are a few people that I will go and I'll do the debate and blah, blah, blah. And when I do it, I enjoy it. But, you know, this is one of those science shows, per se, whatever. But, you know, I really wanted to ask the question, is God outdated? Now, to me, there's a very obvious answer, right? But not for everyone. And I want to talk about the trend. For some reason, a lot of times when people think and they speak about spirituality, the Most High God is kind of taken out of that conversation. And I'm like, excuse me, how can this be a spiritual conversation and you have taken God out of the conversation? How can this be an enlightenment, anything, and God is not in our equation? So I really wanted to stop and take the time to find out where God belongs in this conversation, debate, whatever, about spirituality. Where does God belong when we talk about ATRs, you know, the African traditional religions? Where does God belong when we're talking about metaphysics, when we're talking about chakras and auras and all this other stuff? You know, where is God in the middle of these conversations? And is it the original God? Is this the God of our grandmothers and grandfathers? You know, and so I really want to have this conversation, and it's not a vague conversation. You know, I'm, you know, God is so huge that you would think that this is a, it's not. It's very pinpointed, actually, if you ask me. You know, is God outdated? is direct worship of God still necessary? You know, as I gasp and clutch my pearls, you know, this is a real conversation. You know, I'm not making this one up. This is a real conversation. There are people that are not giving God its due. There are those that are not, they've allowed other things to come and be focused and be primary. And we have to really get into and understand what role God has with us. What role do we have with God? How, when, what? We got to have these conversations. So this is where we are tonight. And out of all the nights, I'm kind of mad this was only an hour and a half because I want to be able to, like, fully explain some of these ideas and stuff. But we're going to do the best that we can. And for my crew, for those that spend the time, that call in, that, you know, that make it a point to do so, this is your shine moment, you know. This is when we really get a chance to say and to see and to allow people to understand where God is in our lives and how we're moving forward with it, okay? So if you would like to join into the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know, hey, you'd like to join. You have a question you want to add. You have the same question, whatever. You know, that's your communication. And we honor and enjoy communication because that lets us know, okay, this is a question. I want to hear the question. You know, for me, there are no small questions. There are no silly questions. We need to hear and know what's going on because we have little ones that are listening and are learning right along with us, okay? And when I say little ones, yeah, we have our little Gen Zs and our millennials, but we also have people that are just new or trying to understand spirituality and are trying to say, okay, explain to me a little bit slower. How is this connected, all right? One of the reasons why we have to have this conversation is the internet. The internet is so great, so wonderful for, you know, nice general information, blah, blah, blah. If you wanted to cite something, if you wanted to be able to compare, blah. It's good for research. It really, really is. But part of the problem that the internet possesses is that it's usually a lot of information. A lot, all over the place. It's a lot of information. And in the middle of the information and the mass amount of information, the information isn't always reliable. You know, a lot of times internet information to me is tainted. You know, it comes from It comes from an angle. All right. So coming from an angle, if you don't clearly present that angle, then you can be misleading to someone. Okay. So I'm a mother. I am not just a mother. I'm a very proud mother. I take mothering very seriously. I have high demands for those that mother around me. And when I see someone doing that great job, that sacrificial job that mothering is, I have to be like, look, thumbs up on that motherhood thing. I see you. I see you shining, you know. So it's that's who I am. So when I tell you something, you have to take it with that grain of salt that it comes from a woman who takes mothering as a divine job, okay? So, you know, you have to understand my point of view. Now, if you were to ask my oldest, Solomon, who is very nurturing but is not a parent yet, he may have a different standpoint as to what he thinks, what he believes, and everything else like that. And so, again, you have to take that standpoint from a young person who's not a parent. And so we can go down the line understanding our angles and the things that we promote and the things that we work on. And we can do that. We can do that all night. So, but at least you know. All of my books, you know the angle I come from. You know I'm into studying. You know I'm into discipline. I'm into ritual and routine. And this is a big part of who I am. And I know this is what grows muscles. Right? But on the internet, you don't know what grows muscles. You don't know what is inspiring people to do more and to be more. You don't understand why they put this information out in the first place. So that's why internet information, we have to take with a grain of salt. We're not going to just jump up and down and become the next internet sensation, blah, blah, blah. Let's not do that, okay? Another thing about learning about God on the internet, and I'll even extend this to books. I love books, got tons of them. But books still, again, grain of salt. We can go through and read. I have read books so heavy, man, I read the first paragraph, I just had to put it down and be like, ooh, you just said some words. And I had to think about it. Then I had to process it, meditate on it, journal on it. And then once I had that piece swallowed, the part of it that I did swallow, the other part that I was like, yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm not doing that. So then I had to go back, pick the book back up, read the paragraph again, and then read the next paragraph, you know. So not many people read like that. Most people read like, where's the magic word? You know, so I'm skimming, I'm skimming, I'm skimming. You know, one magic word, I'm going to pick that up. Okay, skim some more. All right, second magic word. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Those two magic words don't even go together. Did you read the book? Well, I kind of glanced at it. No. Certain things you can't glance over, okay? You have to understand, because there are reckless people in the world, imagine road rage, you know what I'm saying? Some of those people write on the internet. And they're mad, and they're going through emotions, and they don't like you, and blah, blah, blah. And they'll still put information out. And you're picking it up without processing it. And when I say processing, I mean sending it through your own spiritual filter. Everything that you see, hear, come in contact with should go through your own spiritual filter, including me, including my words. No matter who I am to you, whether I'm some chick, whether I'm your godmother, it doesn't matter. Everything should be going through your own personal filter. That can be done through prayer. That can be done through meditation. That can be done through journaling. But you should have your own thoughts on it. You should have concentrated on this for a minute, you know, before you take it as fact, before you take it as anything. This is what I tell people, those that get readings with me, write down the information. Write it down so that you're not trying to go by memory because memories get foggy. So you don't ask me 2 years later, remember when you said? I'd be like, no, sweetheart, I don't. I do so many readings, there's no way in the world I can remember what I said 2 years ago. So write this information down. Let it go through your filter so that you can begin to have this information, okay? All right, so is God outdated? The question for the night, right? I still haven't said yes or no. What I'm trying to do is I want people to think about the question, all right? And my question, you know, because we talk about, you know, in many different systems, and one thing about me, one of the reasons why I study different systems is because I interact with people in different systems. You know, and so I want to be able to speak to everyone in their language. But just like the Christians will tell you how they serve a living God, it's important that we are all in contact with a living being, a living God, one that is active right now. The Muslims always speak about God not sleeping, God not slumbering. And at first I was like, oh, why is it? I mean, they'll say it like over and over again. And I'm sitting here like, why is it so important that you, that God not sleep? Why is that so important to them? And Spirit's like, well, if God slept, we'd be in a big, we'd be in a heap of trouble. Imagine your divine power not being there. It's taking a day off. You know, we would be in trouble. So, you know, in every religion and understanding, there is speak of an ever-present source, an ever-present energy that doesn't sleep, that doesn't rest, that doesn't need substance, that doesn't need companionship, doesn't need anything. This being is period. And this is the being that we work with. This is the being that we ask protection for. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I do want my God to be awake. I'm sorry. Especially when I'm sleeping. You know, especially when I'm in my vulnerable state. Especially when I'm sensitive. But we have to find out, is this our current God? Because there are people that are like, hey, you know, I serve God and God is good and everything like that. But, you know, that was my grandma's God. The God that you clap your hands for and go to church for. That's my grandma's God. My God, I kind of see in passing. Like, hey, how you doing? You know, my God is the God I speak to right before the car accident. You know, this my God is the one I speak to, you know, and in such a casual way. I'm sitting here shaking my head because I'm trying to make sure I'm not getting frustrated. God does so much for us. He is worth more than a nod here or there. God does so much for us. He's worthy of being recognized. But we treat God like he's outdated, like his words don't matter anymore, like his rules don't matter anymore, like the very life that he's given to us is like, yeah, and we just keep it going. So it's like we got to find out, how do we bring God into our lives now? How do we fight against this outdated idea? And I have a call that would like to speak. And everybody, I hope you're writing this down, because I've already written mine down. I already made notes. And when I get off the radio program, this is when I do a lot of my journaling, because I'm already mad. I'm already mad, heated. I'm already crunk. I've spoken about it for about an hour, and now I know what angle I want. And the writing helps to bring that energy into a purpose and into a meaning without it just being a wild emotion, you know? So, all right, hold on. Let's grab our caller because we need some answers. We need to find out what's going on here. So let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace, Alafia. This is Sister Unique.
Oh, Alafia, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday. It's still Wednesday, too. It's still Wednesday.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Mother's Day. Yes. Mm-hmm. Look, do you see this topic?
Well, I was going to ask you where you come up with these shenanigans, but you said it was spirit-led, so okay.
No, no.
I was like, what? I looked at the phone. I was like, should I call in? I'm like, is this a test, right? Lord? Like, what's really going on? And you know what I felt? I felt like your grandma looking at you like, you better say the right thing. I'm like, hold on. Let me go get my journal. Let me go look at my stuff real quick.
Let me write this down.
Let me make sure.
Yes.
And so in that, I'm going to operate out of spirit also. So, and this is my opinion. This is not the opinion of Wonderful Approach or any of us sensitivities affiliates. um, the answer to for me for the question is yes and no. Because then we have yes and no. And the second part is that, is it the capital G or the lower G?
All right, well, you have to explain all that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. God is outdated, lower G.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know the capital G, and if you don't identify, if you can't verify, identify, and clarify what God is, then you cannot, then it's outdated for you. So, yes, for some people, it is outdated. One, they can't identify who God is. Mm-hmm. They can't clarify it because they have nothing to hold it against or up to. Mm. Because they choose not to do the investigation, they can't verify it.
Whoa.
Okay? So in mm-hmm. doing these things, you have to have knowledge, wisdom, and you have to have understanding. You have to be able to apply this information. You have to work at it. And there are things that were given to us, but we had no understanding. Prime example, growing up, you always hear about, and I grew up in a Christian church. Well, I had the privilege being surrounded by many cultures, many religions, you know, even within my family, you know, religious walks. So even in Christianity, you have your different denominations. So, you know, I've been to the Pentecostal, you know, the Holiness, the, you know, the Methodist, the Baptist, you know, the AMEs. And I've also been, you know, around the Muslims, the Catholics, you know, the Hebrews, the Jews. So I've had the opportunity to see how people interact and their concepts of God and what's given to you as a child. So if you're told, talking from a Christian point, that you have to know, you have to have a personal relationship with God, identify. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. How can I have a personal relationship with somebody? I don't have personal relationships with myself or the person that, or the person that I'm in a household with. So people, and a lot of times as parents, we fail to realize we try to give our children something that's on the outside of us instead of cultivating what's on the inside of you. Because if you say God is love, but I don't know how to love, I'm not shown love, I'm not given love, then you're asking me to seek something that's outside of me and become attached to it. So I have nothing to identify or to clarify or to verify this information with. Because naturally, we're going to question. Oh, don't question God. Okay, I'm not questioning God. I'm questioning you. I'm questioning the concept. I'm questioning what you're giving me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not questioning God. I'm questioning you. I'm asking you because this is what you gave me. So, yes, with that, people have, it has faded out for them. So now they're going to little God. Well, I don't need religion. So I'm God. And I'm going to make, and I'm going to do, and I'm going to create, and I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I don't need this, and I don't need that. Because then you're defying, or you're not identifying with that even in you saying you're doing all these things, there's simple things like nature you can look at that shows you who God is and shows you what God is. But you don't identify with those things because you say, well, I can do all this by myself. But there's nothing that you can do by yourself because still there's a spirit within you. But you don't, it's like, who is that I see when I look in my own eyes? Oh, you can break it down scientifically. Oh, is this reflection? Is it really backwards? Blah, 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 blah. Yes, but all of that starts with a God particle. There's something, there's a light, there's a spark. There's something in the beginning that we have to start out with. And people are starting to lose who they are as a spiritual being. And there's a lot of people that are starting to come into enlightenment, like, okay, so I am a spiritual being having a human experience, but you're trying to throw away the baby with the bathwater. So whatever your foundation is, you really need to dig deep. And that's why my mother used to always say that when you read the Bible, you're supposed to pray first and ask the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes and reveal to you.
And to give you discernment.
To give you discernment. Yes. Now, I have to have discernment to read a book that you say that's holy. I have to have discernment to read these books. I have to have discernment when I talk to people. I have to have discernment when I interact with people. So that means that this discernment means that I have to tap into that God particle within myself to activate it so I can see not with my physical eyes, but with my third eye.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Your capital D.
Woo.
So
you just said a whole bunch of words right there.
That's why I say it's a yes and a no, because people are confused right now. It's like it's like somebody has turned the light on, and all of a sudden you can see. You're like, oh, shoot. But you see more than what you've never seen before. Now you're mad. Because I know when I first came into knowledge of myself, and when I say knowledge of myself, that's just not something that I came into, and it took me years to really know who self was, because I had to do a lot of unpacking.
Yeah.
Because the original self came down here with a plan. What was given to me, what was thrown into my suitcase of life. Then I had to turn around and unpack it and repack it with what I'm supposed to have. That's really doing the work. That's really, when you really start working on who you are, then you'll realize that it ain't all good, but it's not all bad either. And in that, when you really start to love yourself and understand yourself, you'll be able to love and understand other people. But first, you have to do it for yourself. And you have to know that you're worthy. And you have to know that that's your task. And you have to realize you have a mission. But if nobody ever installs that into you, then it's easy for you can go on the internet and you can find God and you can find lover and you can find Discount Tires and you can find, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that you can find on the internet. You know, but we've gotten to the point where we don't want to do the work anymore. We want instant gratification. We want to instantly know God. We want to instantly. I was just telling a sister the other day. She was like, yeah, she turned 30. I was like, that's beautiful. I said, did you know Jesus started his journey at 30? His ministry started at 30. He was alive for 30 years. For 30 years. He was doing a whole bunch of stuff, but at 30, for 3 years now, he did all this work. Now, coming up to the 3 years, there was a lot of work that was done. Even
That's right.
if he didn't identify, or even if he couldn't clarify what this was, but when he hit 30 and he knew he had a mission, he went out. He had people that was with him, you know.
Yep.
He taught them. He taught us. Muhammad, when he went on his walk, his journey, he had people. He taught.
He had, yes.
You know?
He had just as many people. Yes. He wasn't
just
out there
as many
himself.
People. He wasn't out there by himself.
He wasn't out there by himself.
You know?
Yeah.
And so
it didn't start until late in life. Yeah.
And it didn't start until late. That's why I always have a problem with, it's just me. It could just be me. I have a problem with parents or people that say, oh, he's 18 or she's 18, they're grown. Boo, I'll be 50
right.
on January 18th, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
I just got grown.
Okay.
I just got grown.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what you talking about? You ain't grown. You've been a child longer than you've been an adult.
That's right.
So how could you be
That's
grown?
Right.
You know? Especially if you're not instilling any information into them. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some
Absolutely.
Children that are blessed that, and that, you know, learn at a more accelerated rate, you know, or that may be gifted, but there's still a certain degree of maturity and a certain degree that you cannot get unless you have applied the information that you have. Kudos to all my brothers and sisters with gray hair. Because I'm telling you, each one, each kudos and a shout out to gray hair. Because yes. That's wisdom, baby. See, I come from the old school of Saturday morning cartoons. Well, I mean, yes. Saturday morning Kung Fu flicks. I apologize. The Kung Fu flicks. And if you know what I'm talking
yes.
about, those
yes.
Masters, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? The ones with the long beards, the gray white beards, you know,
yep.
you was a master. When you had white hair and white beard, we knew, oh, boy, he's about to put it down.
That's right.
Because you've
That's
done
right.
the work. They did the work. Like
That's
you
right.
said earlier, they were celibate. You know what I'm saying? Then I done seen one
Love
get
them.
Kicked, and he was like, I'm like, whoa, you've mastered that. Somebody can kick you down there, and it don't work, and you and you still killing and fighting people? Yeah, you've done the work. You deserve to be the master.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So there's work that
Absolutely.
Has to be done. And along with that, because people just get information and they can just regurgitate it. You know, really, the only thing you're doing is memorizing and you're regurgitating it. You know what I'm saying? But that's not doing it. And I don't eat throw up, so you can keep that. You know what I'm saying? I need fruit. I need fulfillment. I need the living word. The living
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
You know, I need to be fed. And you can't feed me with words that you just regurgitated because you haven't not only have you not applied it, but you haven't lived it. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely ain't manifesting
yeah.
anything from it. So
and
that's
so
what's so great about
Without the two, you know, you don't have anything.
You
can have all
have
the information anything. That you want until
mm-hmm.
you have applied it. You don't have
mm-hmm.
anything. You can look at all the tutorials
mm-hmm.
that you want. You can read
yep.
all. You can watch all the YouTube videos. You can do all that until you have put that puppy to work. You don't have
yep.
anything.
You don't
you
have
must
anything.
Know that.
And
no,
you have to know that. And so, and another part about that is that you have to accept what you are good at, because then there'll be other people in your life that will be good at something else. I hear people say, "I'm a
yeah.
jack of all trades and a master of none." Well, then what
yeah.
the heck are
well,
you
then
doing?
Stop.
You know what I'm
stop.
Saying? If you need,
stop.
If anything you need
go
to
go back
be
and master
best,
one of those things.
You need to master one, even if it's just yourself.
Yes. Yeah, go back and master.
Even if it's just
don't come over
myself.
Here as a jack. Yeah,
yeah,
the
you're
jack
a jack of all
trades.
Like,
It's
more like you're bipolar and confused. So I need you to tone it down, figure out what you're gonna do. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, and go do it.
Center
and
yourself, and then go do it because there's
yes.
enough out there for everybody. There's enough
yep.
prosperity and abundance and wealth and love. You know what I'm saying? There's enough of there out there, and that's when you know God, because God is unlimited.
Yeah.
God is unlimited. The ocean, the sand, it's unlimited. So God can give you and God can pour in. Once you realize you know what God really is, you're not jealous of the next person. You're not trying to be with. You don't even, it doesn't even faze you. And man, like, it's amazing how I can be in my house and I realize, wait a minute, I haven't turned my television on this week.
Okay.
I have so many other things. I have so many
yeah.
other things that I need to do. Girl, did you see such and such? No, but I read this book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
work to do. You know, and not knocking anybody
yeah.
who watch their TV shows, because when I'm crocheting, I'll binge. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I'm usually binging on a documentary. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm usually just like, you know, trying to, but that's just me. You know, I use
Absolutely.
These things for when I need to, for what I need to. But like I said, it's a yes and a no for me, because I
okay.
think that having, sometimes having, how did my grandfather used to say it? Sometimes too much knowledge
mm-hmm.
is as bad as having none at all.
Yes. Mhm. Yeah, I know them too.
I know that.
Because you'll sit down there and you were like, oh, I got this. Oh, wait a minute, but this contradicts that. Who? Wait a minute, but now I got this. Who? Wait a minute.
Yes.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. You need to, like you said,
yes.
I have done the same. You know how many books I have that have marks in them? That have, I have, what do you call them? What do you call them? Book holders where I've started the book and I'm in the middle of the book and I had to put that book down to go find another book. Hey, don't have any information at the bottom of the page. I'm like, a footnote? Oh, really? Let me go get my dictionary.
Yeah.
Let me go get this. Let me go get that.
Yep.
You know?
And how many dictionaries you got? Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, because one thing will bring you into another thing, and that's really doing. You have to allow it to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to allow yourself, feed your soul. If I tell anybody, feed your soul, feed your mind. You know what I'm saying? Understand that, and doing the work is not a bad thing. If you say work, oh, God, work. No, it's not the work.
Mm.
It's not little G work. This is big G work. You know what I'm saying? And big G work may take, you know, and it may physically make you tired, but emotionally and spiritually what you get from it, oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Big G work got my waistline coming down. I'm all for it.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
Little G work had me sitting there contemplating.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it.
So
just sitting there. Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Sitting there. Contemplating.
You heard what I said.
There.
Sitting there. Contemplating.
Sitting
there. Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
I wonder.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, so I'm gonna leave some room for other people, but you know,
amen.
I made my grandma
be
proud because she was like, you better talk." I'm like, "Okay, well,
you got to see."
Yeah.
When I saw this, and I was like, "Oh my, I tried to find another topic." I was like, "Well, maybe we could go." They're like, "I said, "Oh wow, did I have to say it like that?"
Yeah.
They're like, "Yeah, just like that."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, I know it's because someone's having a hard time seeing God. Let me be clear. I know why.
Someone's having a hard time seeing God. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone is having a hard
time
seeing
God.
Amen.
Yes, I had a hard time. Not only did I have a hard time, but then when I see it, I close my eyes. Like, that's not God. It was like, hold on, wait. I hear, no, that can't be God. You know, that doubt. Like, oh, brother. And then one say, the devil made me do it. The devil ain't make you do nothing. You close your eyes. You know what I'm saying? You close your ears. Because it's easier for me to deny it than to recognize it, because then I'm accountable. I'm accountable for what you know.
When they say
you know better, you do better, not for everybody.
Amen. You're supposed to.
Some people know.
What's the sense of knowing better? You know what I'm saying?
Because
what's the sense of knowing
because
better?
Because then that makes me accountable. Oh, God, precision of language.
Yeah.
I know what it is. But I'm not using
it,
and I can't understand why I'm not getting the blessing. Ah, you know, I know I'm not supposed to have cake in the morning, cake at night, and cake in for breakfast. I can't understand why, you know, oh, God, I know I'm not supposed to cuss out my husband, but I don't understand why he won't come home. Oh, I know I'm not supposed to be disrespectful to my children, but they keep rebelling against me. Well,
you
know what
you're
supposed to do.
Trust me. You will know the tree by the fruit that it bears, not from the bark, not from the leaves. You know the tree
from the
fruit
that it bears.
A lemon tree can only produce lemons.
That's it.
Okay. So don't be surprised when you plant whatever seeds you put in there, that's what you're getting out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to be surprised.
Yeah. And guess what?
Be surprised.
And that's God. Because God is the maker, the owner, the creator of the planet Earth. And God creates. So if you're creating, if that's what you planted, that's what you created, you're the God of that universe. You're the God of that torment that you created in your life.
And it's killing
you
me.
Something.
It kills me. If you're going to call yourself a God, and you can. You can call yourself a God. You can call yourself a God of yourself. You can do all that. But don't make the God term weak. Don't make...
Mm.
My problem is not that you call yourself a God. My problem is that you a low-level God. That's my problem. You know? How are you a God? You can't control yourself. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I understand.
How are you
breaking up?
I don't know no guys that can't do this and can't manifest and can't create and can't, you know, how can you carry a God title and you don't have within yourself the ability to manage yourself? You know, God watches over the plants, the birds, the trees, and everything else.
And
you can't watch over just you. You can't watch over just yourself. How's that, God?
And just let me interject by saying we're using the word God or goddess, you know what I'm saying, that for that word, but we're talking about the ultimate, the divine, you know, because I don't want it to come across as, you know, you say God, first thing you think is male. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing. God is neither male or female. That's actually the lower nature, dealing more with the genital area. We're talking more of, you know,
the head
the,
God.
You know what I'm saying? It's atoms and neutrons and, you know, like I said, it's the nucleus of that cell, you know.
Amen.
God.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I said the God particle, that spark, that beginning. You know, scientists right now are really, they don't believe in God, but they found the God particle. They don't,
I don't believe God,
but you know, there's the beginning.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm like, when you stop lying to yourself, because after everything that's not physical, it's spiritual.
That's right.
You know. It's spiritual, and it's there, you know, because I bet you if you hold your breath, you'll believe in oxygen.
Okay. Yes, all of that. So thank
you can't
so much
that.
For calling in and sharing. I mean, I knew I had to give one of my guys of Earths and everything. I knew I had to get one of you in and to help break down some of this science.
Stop it.
But
you know I'm a troublemaker, so...
I know.
I don't care.
So I appreciate you. Okay.
Peace.
Peace. All right. Boy, let me tell you something. It's going to take the rest of the show for me to explain to you what she just said. I don't think y'all understand. All right. And I got a caller. I'm about to get you in 2 minutes. But I have to say these words. Ego is not God, all right? This is what was said so loud and clear. I'm sitting here with my pen and paper, and Sister Unique is writing faster than I can write. The ego is not God. Make sure you are not listening to your ego and inflating it to the point where it truly becomes your God. Your God is who you serve, okay? Some people have allowed their job to become God. Some people have allowed their spouses to become God. That is not God. The God is divine. The God is ever-present, always loving, unconditional love. And if you can't hit some of these points that make up, quote-unquote, God, then you need to stop calling yourself that, implying that. You know, I haven't seen too many of us that can lord over our own bodies. So how in the world are you going to be a God? So we know your lane. And for all of those, when Talib was a baby, he would walk in one direction and look the other one. And I'm like, son, look ahead of you. Look where your feet are going. But he's steadily looking all around. And I'm like, no. No. And it used to drive me crazy. I'm sitting here looking. I'm like, dude, look where you're walking. He's all over the place. Know your lane. Know where you're driving. Know where you belong. Don't look all around because guess what? If you really focus on everything that you need to focus on in your lane, you would realize you really don't have time to look around. You don't. You don't have time for no jealousy, no envy. You don't have no time for what. You don't have time for that. And then one thing about us as a people, humanity, our work, our lives are interwoven. So whenever you're not doing your work, there's someone who's waiting to interconnect with you. And they're just waiting. You got them hanging. Our work, we don't work for ourselves individually. We're not an island unto ourselves that nothing bothers us and we don't bother anyone else. It's the exact opposite. We are all connected. And when one is falling, we're all falling. You see? So no, do your work because the universe needs you to. Okay? All right. Got to get this caller. This is such a great conversation. Like I said, I don't do this often. Get me while it's hot. But I want to talk about this, you know, and I know the reason why this came up. I know clearly. I know God gets hard for people to see, and God gets hard for people to feel, and they're unsure of this, and they're unsure of that. And, you know, well, if I just focus on my job, I'm going to focus on God. Incorrect. If I just focus on my relationship, then everything will be right in the world, and I'll have it. Incorrect. Incorrect. So we had to take the time to do this. I'm so glad. All right, hold on. Let's grab our caller, welcome them to the show, and let's get into our God understanding. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Melissa. How are you tonight?
Greetings, Sister Melissa.
Oh, okay, so unique in all that wisdom. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to touch on a part that I didn't hear her say, because everything she said was spot on. And for me, Father, Mother, God, alive and kicking, energy abound. Remember when I said this when we were at in Beaufort? I said, when there is no movement, that is death. No movement. And even in death, there's life. So as long as something is moving, as long as there is a vibration, if you can feel it, it's alive. And God is all around us, alive in everything. So 100% God is not, to me, outdated, but disrespected. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that because of society. We are in America. And I need y'all to, I hate to get political and all that, but we're in America. We're in a place where folks stole other people, tortured other people to get them to do what they want, to get them to do their bidding, okay? And then slap their image of God on those people. So we are confused. That was a great word she said. We are so confused for a number of reasons. Our home structure, especially in America, jacked up. Mommy and daddy don't even know each other, don't sit at the table together anymore. When you look at ATR, right, African Traditional Religion, ATR, it's more verbal than written. So we lost our oracles, or we misplaced our oracles, or whatever word you want to say.
Yes.
But we've lost our oracles just due to the Middle Passage. I mean, just alone, the Middle Passage wiped out a whole lot. And I really firmly believe that the reasons why the torture was so bad, with our tongues being cut out and those contraptions on our faces and blah, 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 is because of the power that we have with our religion, with our spirituality. And they were probably having the worst nightmares of their life. They were probably being inundated with all kinds of energy that they didn't know anything about. But they knew, oh, when this one mumbles something, this is what I sleep, this is what I dream at night. This is what gets me. This is what keeps me from feeling 100% on top of the world. So let's just shut them up. Let's stop all that education. So we have been forcefully crippled here to keep that at bay. And it's a long-term effect. So, 400 years ago, whatever you want to call it, it is a long-term effect. So it's like radiation. It's still here.
Yes.
So people cannot understand God when God has been disrespected in the manner it has been disrespected in America. I mean, you could go to a whole other culture, be raised in a whole other culture, and you have a great foundation of ancestry. You have a great foundation of leadership. You have a great foundation of energy and how you work with the with Mother Earth. But in America, it's all about that dollar bill. So honestly,
yep.
they want you to understand is that in America, God is the dollar bill. Like, literally, because they will kill you. They will do stuff to you that they won't even do for their God, okay? But they will do it for money. You got executioners in the prison who get paid just to do that. They might not want to kill anybody Monday through Friday. I mean, on Saturday and Sunday. But Monday through Friday, they got to put you in an electric chair. They do it because they get paid to do it. Like,
yep.
we got to really
yep.
understand how this country really works and what it's shaped to do. So being that we are so spiritual, and I don't care if these people can see God or not, this we are very spiritual. We can't do anything but receive the energy no matter how much we know it or not. Because of that, we are coming back into consciousness. We are understanding some things that we have forgotten. We are looking up old information. We are not going through the traditional educational system to learn about us because
Amen.
We have to do it in a different way. And if you think about it, like I said earlier, we've always done it in a different way because it was oracle. It was
That's right.
told. And
That's right.
I mean, when you mess up the family, well, where's the grandmother? Like, you don't have the grandmother on daddy's side to know how their people did stuff. You may not have the grandmama on mama's side, so you don't know how their people did stuff. We don't have a village raising our children, raising our family,
okay.
working together at all. I mean, you can't not saying discipline hasn't hit my child, not saying that, but what I'm saying is you can't bring someone's child to their door and say, your child was doing this and I brought him home, without that parent cussing you out for bringing their child
yep.
home. And it's
yep.
so wrong. It is so wrong. So I'm sorry. I am adamant about this. I will have to put some of the onus on where we are and the challenges that we have to face just to survive. So just to do that to survive, you are definitely going to question God because the survival here is ridiculous. That's
yes.
all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate you saying it. I appreciate you saying it because there's some real situations. We're talking about, is God outdated? Everything you just mentioned is going to have people looking, saying, God, what do you say about this? God, what do you say about that? And so we're always going to have that there. So thank you so much for sharing with us. Amen.
No problem.
Look, I told you I was going to get hot. I told you I was going to get hot. And I told you I needed more than an hour and a half. That's okay. That's okay. I got another caller that wants to speak. I want to speak because this is, because when we get finished, we're going to go do our journaling. We're going to get into those books. We're going to send it through our processor and be like, okay, what about this did I need to hear? Where was she? You know, I would, I love holiness. I go to church. My ancestors be like, girl, it's time to go. I'm like, yes, ma'am. And so I go into church. I always have them some fresh flowers and I take them in. And I know why they take me every single time. Because the preacher, I mean, I'm sure there's other people in the church. I look around, I see other people, but I swear he's talking to me, you know. So what about this conversation is speaking to you? What do you need to take from it? So let me grab caller. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, everyone.
Oh, it's my baby Ooh. Elephant. How you doing?
Your baby elephant is hot. My feet are burning. I'm just like,
okay.
Listen, I got my water. I think this is the first show I ain't made to bring my water next to me. Like, woo, no.
Okay. I told y'all.
Ooh. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
So I had to go back, and I was listening to everyone and learning about information as a teacher. A part of the training was learning about Bloom's taxonomy. And with Bloom's mm-hmm. taxonomy, they changed it, of course, but the order was knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, then evaluation. But a lot of us in this journey, and I will say us because as a people, we go from knowledge to evaluation. We don't
yep.
strive to comprehend. We don't strive to apply. So now it's like a lot I hear the
Girl.
term, the phrase, I'm not my ancestor. So you're doing so much to rebel against how the ancestors view the concept of God, to where you are rejecting the divine guidance from the answers that you say you're not. Like, hold up.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Where does it come from? And it's like, you know, the whole I'm God. Okay, that's cool. That's fine. That's great. But how are you going to strive to get to godliness if you're not, you're not, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, right? It's like, how
and
we want to run to
doing
the cards and the candles. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with the cards and the candles and the gifts and the this and the that. But at the same time, we're forgetting source. We're forgetting why we're here. We're forgetting that relationship with the Creator, with that being, with that energy of God. But we're too busy not being our ancestors. And we're too busy trying to, you know, do the readings and to get to this and that. Well, I wouldn't want a reading from someone who hasn't even done the work. So you're still coming from a place of ego. But we're using spirituality as a form of escapism, so I don't have to do that because I am God. Like, who are you? What divine authority do you have to even be on that standpoint the way you don't have to do the work and you don't have to seek? Like,
let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you what they're trying to do. Let me tell you. It's hard to maintain divinity. It's hard to maintain righteousness. It's hard to maintain it. So what people do, rather than to strive to maintain it, rather than to fight to maintain it, rearrange their life, no matter what it takes, rather than to do that, what they do is try to bring God down to their level. They want to bring God down to where they are as humans and really as young humans, okay? We're not like 300 or 400 years old. We only 50, okay? And so rather than to try to put myself an alignment to God, what they try to do is bring God down to their human form. We can't do that. That's going to fail. But that's what they're doing. And I'm like, why are you trying to cheapen your God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need a God that can move mountains because I got some mountains that I need moved. Why bring God down to your level? Because I can't move a mountain. I can barely move my truck. You know, so why in the world are we trying to do that? And we do it because we're lazy. We do it because we're egomaniacs. We do it because we know we can't get on God's level. But really, in our form, we're not supposed to. So you know what I'm saying? They're trying to do something that we're not even designed to do. Like, we're not designed to fly. My body can walk. I can run. But I can't fly unless I'm in some kind of structure, okay? I can't fly. I'm not designed to fly. I don't have wings. I can easily look at myself and see I don't have feathers. I don't have any of the contraptions that animals that fly have. So let's go ahead and deduce I can't fly. I'm not meant to fly. But that's what they want to do. They want to make
their
God
ego
on their level. Yes.
Their ego is not – it's that humbleness. Like, a lot of us, you know, and I have to say us because I'm including myself in the collective. It's like we feel
absolutely
as if we don't have to humble ourselves. And when you're humble, it's like you have to get yourself to a place where you understand where you sit. I know that I am not the Creator, but I know that I am the image of God, and I'm okay with that. And I know that I can go to where my help comes from, which is God. And I'm humble enough to say that I can still do the things that I'm required to do. However, I am now at a place where I understand that connected consciousness. And once I get to the connected consciousness, and I'm not arguing with this person or that person about this religion, that religion, and I understand that it's connected in its own way, to where I'm understanding, like, hey, God, I'm right here. I am not here from ego. I'm not here to prove anybody right or wrong at this point in time, because just like we say, when I first got Christianity, it was like, I was like, well, I'm not Christian. How can you do that? And the blah, 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 and the this and the doctrine and the allegories and all of this and that. But if it wasn't for me understanding Christianity, I wouldn't understand the concept of any of this stuff. the astrology.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The new moon cycle being the original calendar. Of course it's the original calendar. So, of course, I get it now. So now I'm coming from a place of comfort, really striving to find God. And when we mislead them and just run straight to the evaluation of theories that we have no knowledge of, we just read the definition, we're skipping things and we're skipping spots. Like the best thing that I've learned from you, Godmother, was this. You told me straight up, it's a process. I'm not going to get everything overnight. I'm not going to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. However, let's start with the basics. Let's start with the basics, and the basics is the relationship with God. And we forget that because I came in here first. Ooh, I'm ready for this. Ooh, let me throw up every shrine. I got a cloud shrine and a bird shrine, the shrines everywhere. But I'm not even applying. Where's the basics? I don't need a shrine to pray. I don't need a shrine to be a relationship. I don't need a shrine to do the work. What are you trying to keep the Christmas ornaments, but what about the tree, baby girl? What about the tree? So
you are on it. You are on it. And I love it that we can look at ourselves with a grain of salt and be patient and loving with ourselves. But Lord have mercy. Won't we do it? Won't we go ahead and put head first? Won't we go ahead and jump full-fledged in that mud? Won't we do it? So this is why you have got to get that connection with God, period. Like right now, God, okay? And we can look back at our relationship that our grandma had with God. That's wonderful. And our mother and every other one. But our God is still here waiting for us to have a relationship right now. So God can never be outdated, ever. The only thing that can be outdated is our way of thinking.
Amen.
God is forever. God is there. Thank you, baby elephant, for bringing it home, okay? You did that. You did that. You did good, baby. You did good. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, from the mouth of babes, she did that, okay? From the mouth of babes, she did that. She really, look, stop putting the cart before the horse. You don't know how many conversations I have to say that. Those exact words. Stop putting the cart before the horse. Stop trying to demand that things going to happen and you're not in charge of that. Stop trying to create your understanding of God. God is God. You get to God. Stop asking God to come to you. See, I don't bring God in no mess. I don't bring God into my dramas and traumas. I leave my drama and trauma and go to God. You see the difference? And I might get there battered and bruised and tired and sorrowful and shamed. I might be all those things, but I'm not going to ask God to come into my junk. And I think if we were to all sit back and to really get more respect for God, I think that we would have a different relationship. This would be a totally different conversation. You see what I'm saying? So I got a call. We got to stick with it because, look, I'm telling you, I knew the science was going to come out. I knew the science was coming out. So let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Love and light, family. How are you?
Hey, I have not heard your voice on the radio in quite some time. I'm so glad that you called in. Sister Makita, how you doing?
Taking it 1 hour at a time. Give thanks
and
praise.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes it's like that. Yeah.
Ultimately, God is love.
Yes.
So with that being said, we should be able to look around and see examples. That example
Absolutely.
May not necessarily be in a household. It may be with a TT and an uncle. It might be with cousins. It might be with grandparents. But we should be able to see the goodness of God through their actions in the way that they
Amen.
Choose to live their life. And with everything that has transpired over the last week, even if I want to be angry, I can only stay in there for a hot second because I'm so blessed. And Mama Jenkins was the epitome of that. She was love, and she practiced what she preached. And something that I agree with because I'm like, wait a minute. But I realized later that she stood up a different way. And part of her standing up was her prayer on top of prayer on top of prayer because the God she served is awesome.
Amen.
Is the
Amen.
Same thing. So it doesn't matter what name you call God, how, you know, what are you calling? See, the God I know me by first name. So even when I'm in here, you know, acting up a little bit because the flesh, my flesh missed my mama. But my spirit, I know God got me. I know God got her. I know God got my siblings. I know God got her grandchildren, her five generations. I know that that was nothing but God and love through her. So she has been doing something good. So there is so much to learn from the example. So sometimes, you know, like you mentioned the internet, and I'm like, Lord, please, like, you're reading these people back to back with nothing in between. We're not even going to go there. I pray for you, but we're not going to go there. You know, I want to look at that person who got that Bible and that Bible within a Bible and the Bible that's under the bed and you open a wallet, there's stuff there too, because they're always finding a reason to give God thanks and praise, if not for themselves, for the people they are responsible for.
Yes.
So,
amen, my sister. I saw
like the flood of emotions, you know, I know that God is love. And I have to respect that. I have to respect that. So then, God, like, go ahead, have your little temper tantrum, but you still got to go and do this. I want to be mad. All right, you got like 22 minutes. You do this rhyme.
And that's being generous.
And I seriously, I was sitting here trying to pout. And I'm like, I love cleaning up my shrine and doing that because it makes me happy. So I tried to pout for the first 4 minutes. That's all it was, 4 minutes, because then the music starts, and you know that old school religion, you know, setting in.
Amen.
And
amen.
Honor to the things that they did for us. We're here because someone prayed for us.
Amen. That is so true.
We're here because someone prayed for us when we was acting up, when we just would not listen, when we would not take the tutelage that was put in front of us. But someone said that one right there. I'm going to pray for that one. You know?
And I wish I could say this is all past tense. This ain't all past tense. Some of this stuff is yesterday. Someone prayed for me yesterday. Someone, you know, we don't even have to take it that far back. I remember walking into your mother's house, into the room, and I saw that old Bible on the bed, and I said, you know that, you know what that is. You know, you're like, yeah, I know what that is. I'm like, okay, well, hide it. Hide it, because you got this big block of gold sitting out and everybody can see it. I know what that is. You know what I'm saying? I know the energy that goes into those things. I know. And so those treasures, you know, how can God be outdated? I don't care what the book holds. I know the energy that the elders put into it. So it's like so many people, if you still getting caught up on words, you missed the point. If you think the fast is about a biscuit, you missed the point. You know, there's so many things that if you don't pay attention to, you will miss it. That's why there's different levels. Everybody don't start off on the same level. Because some people still fighting with this fast about a biscuit. It had nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? So, absolutely. Well, my dear, thank you for sharing with us. And look, take it hour by hour. It's okay. We'll be here. We will be here as you take it hour by hour. You got it?
Exactly. And I give thanks and praise for that. And I give thanks and praise for being able to move out of my way and allow my support system to be just that.
Yes.
So I give thanks and praise. My spiritual family. Y'all just don't know. I got a testimony for years and years and years. I can talk about a wonderful approach because it's not, you know, their love not just for me, but it has extended to all of my family. And for that, I'm grateful.
Yes.
And again, as always, I thank you for being an inspiration to the inspirational.
Hey, amen. Love it. Love it. Love it. See you soon, my dear. Keep being strong. It's a process. It's a process. I say that so many times. People say, oh, she said that to me. It's a process. Life's a process. Oh, man. I knew I needed more time. I don't have it. It's 9:21. So one thing I have to say before we get off this show is God outdated. For all my information whores, all those people that want to get into the information, you want to memorize this and memorize that, but you don't want to apply it. You don't want to utilize it. You just want to remember it. I'm going to tell you right now to all my people, whether you know a little or whether you know a lot, what you know now is sufficient. If you know one prayer, it is sufficient. In Islam, to make a whole salat, you have to know one prayer. And you're like, one prayer, really? They'd be going up and down and round, and that's just one prayer. It's one prayer said over and over again. That's okay. A secret salat, one prayer. Now, all of them will tell you, oh, no, I say this prayer, I say that. That's fine. You can say whatever you want, but it's only one prayer. You only have to know one prayer, but you have to live it. You have to walk not just in the knowledge of the prayer, but in the wisdom of the prayer. You have to walk in the understanding of the prayer, okay? So all my people with these great, loving, emotional, passionate Yoruba prayers, if you don't know the English interpretation, you are wasting your time. You are confusing your spirit. Okay? All these people that want to know this language and all my Arabic prayers and everything else like that, yeah, I know the English translation of that. So I'm not going to confuse my spirit. All right? So when it comes to God being outdated and for my information people, don't get bogged down in the information. Don't get so technical and detailed. These details have changed over and over. Words have changed over and over. The very point you're basing your whole life on is a point that just came into being 50 years ago. And God's word is much, much older, more ancient than that. Okay? So don't get caught up mentally in what you can say, recite, repeat. Get caught up and pop your collar on what you can live. Get excited about the part of your life that reflects God's desire, God's will, God's plan for you. That's what you get excited about. Not a bunch of words. Not a words with no action. No, not that. Okay? So thank everyone for calling into this program. I knew it was going to be hot. I knew I needed a little bit more time. But this is going to cap it here because if not, we will go all night on this, all right? I got my notes right here. I'm telling you, I have some writing to do. I got some ahas to think about. I got some things I got to get swallowed, okay? I tell people, don't hold it in your mouth. Go ahead and swallow that. Swallow the knowledge. Swallow the patience. Swallow the understanding. Whatever it is, it's always better swallow. Don't in the mouth. See, the taste buds in your mouth, okay? Don't keep it right there with the taste buds tasting over and over. It can be bitter. The truth can be bitter. Go ahead and swallow that. Go ahead and get it all the way down, okay? I have some things to work on. Everyone has things they need to work on. And so after we get off the radio, spend that time. Spend that time thinking about it. Remember, we've all been to the water. We are renewed. We've been through the fast. We've done our devotions. We've done our journaling. We've done our praying. We've done these things. We are new beings. So let's move into our sense of newness boldly. Let's go through our sense of newness with an understanding that we are here to do God's work in a very big way, in a loving way, in a magical way, and so that we can move forward from here, okay? At the end of each prayer, at the end of each show, we do a prayer. Why? Because prayer is a necessary aspect of our life. Our life as spiritualists, we talk to God. We say prayers to God. We invite God into our life, and we align our life according to God's word. This is what we do. So while we're not bringing God to our junk, we're taking ourselves out of junk to present to God a servant to his will and to his work. And what we learned during fast, when I found out, it amazed me. It just ran all over me. Serving God and giving to God is ultimately serving and giving to ourselves. How blessed is that? How blessed are we that the work that we do for God comes back to us immediately? Plus, that's why I'm on this winning team, y'all. I mean, if you ever had a question whether I'm going to serve God, whether I'm not, if you ever had a question whether I'm ready to devote my life to spirituality, whether I'm ready, if you ever had a question, I promise you, spend a weekend with me and you won't anymore. You will know for sure that God is worthy of your dedication, and your dedication to God is ultimately a dedication to yourself. How beautiful. So I want to thank everybody for being with me tonight. Moving into the prayer, Father, Mother, God, I give thanks and praise for allowing the words to come about this evening. May they add to our understanding. May they add to our body of understanding and knowledge. May we continue to grow from the work and the words that were shared just this one evening. May each person, either on a phone line tonight or that will check it out at another time, may they be blessed in their walk. God, will you please shine a light to them? Shine a light as to where they should focus. God, please make clear to them where their life work is. Allow them to understand the process and not be frustrated in the process. Allow them to understand the necessary parts of life and understand that your will, your way, is always complete. God, please help us to understand that all we have to do is learn and trust you. The rest of the world will work itself out. The rest of the problems will disappear. All of the chatter will become silent, and all that will be left is your word, God, your voice, all of the positive agents that you allow us to work with that are here to help shape us, guide us, make us into better beings. God, we give thanks and praise for these beings that you allow so close to us. We give thanks, God, for our ancestors, the ones that we share bloodline with, share legacy with, and will continue on their path and that they have laid out, the path that you, God, have designed for them. Thank you for that work. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the good examples. Thank you for the graces. Thank you for the gratitude. Thank you for the good health. Thank you for the clear mind. Thank you for the big hearts, God, and for the hearts that are hurting right now. Please allow those hearts to be blessed. Allow the pain to subside. Allow positivity to come in and create a home in their heart, God. I ask all these things because I know they are possible, because all is possible with you, God. Amen.